Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad that our good buddy Ken Davis is back on the show. Ken's one of the resident historians in our brain trust. He is the guy who wrote all the books about history that make it so easy to understand and enjoyable to read about. Don't Know Much About History is his classic. He's written a number on that theme. He also has written the outstanding book America's Hidden History, and one of my favorites, the newer one, I think, A Nation Rising. He's our good friend Ken Davis. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's always a great pleasure to be with you.
Good to have you back. Now, did I get those right in order? A Nation Rising is the most recent, right?
That is the most recent one. Yeah. It's still in the stores now, and the six quick stories of America between 1800 and 1850, were the half century that we went from sea to shining sea, from a tiny little strip of land across along the Atlantic to a nation that spanned the continent, an extraordinary 50 years.
Yeah, an expansion of what Lincoln called the experiment. Ken, today, if you ask the school kids and the government workers what today is, they would tell you it's President's Day.
So will every bank and most of the calendars printed, but in the interest of accuracy and being correct as often as I can be.
And the only thing we ever want here, right?
That's correct. Right. The actual holiday on the Federal Register is still Washington's birthday.
Yeah.
It was created in 1968 as a Monday holiday, first celebrated in 1971. There was never a federal holiday for Lincoln's birthday.
And Washington's birthday is tomorrow.
Washington's actual birthday was always celebrated on his birthday, which is February 22nd.
Yep.
In 1968, to create the Monday, the extra Monday holidays, the three-day weekend, they changed Washington's birthday to the third Monday in February, which can only fall then between the 15th and the 21st.
So it's all about, once again, it's all about politics, right? Is that what you're saying, Ken?
Well, if you go back and look at the law, what they were trying to do was just create these four or five three-day weekends, which really apply. You know, when we say it's a federal holiday, the only people that applies to legally are federal employees.
Right.
And no one else is bound by law to honor a federal holiday.
Right.
That's why stores are open. But Washington's birthday was the first national holiday to honor a person rather than an event or something like Christmas or Thanksgiving, obviously.
Right.
For years it was always, certainly when I was a kid in school, we got Lincoln's birthday in New York. Again, Lincoln's birthday was not a national holiday, but that was on the 12th.
Right.
And then Washington's birthday on the 22nd. And the common misconception is that the government somehow merged these two holidays together and called it President's Day. That is not correct. The actual name of the holiday still is Washington's birthday. There was a move, a suggestion to name it President's Day, but traditionalists were really worried that that would water down Washington's importance, which I think it has done. And
well, that's exactly right. And a lot of people think that by doing what they've done now for the last 40 years, that by honoring all presidents, you honor none, really. What do you think about that?
I think that's completely true, and it's been my my task all these years. And I, like you, I work on President's Day or Washington's birthday. The irony, of course, is that Washington's birthday can never fall on Washington's birthday. Today is the latest it can actually fall in the calendar, the 21st.
Right. This is not unusual for holidays. I mean, Memorial Day, they did the same thing with Memorial Day, same thing with Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, it was Oh, no, Thanksgiving Day was not changed. It was only Labor Day, Veterans Day, Washington's birthday, and one other, Memorial Day, were changed to create the Monday holidays.
I thought Thanksgiving was too, but anyway.
Thanksgiving always falls on the Thursday. That's the tradition. They've moved it a couple of times from the third Thursday to the fourth and back and forth, but that was never a Monday holiday. It was always a Thursday holiday.
Right, but one of the things to I think is important to talk about is I made a statement a minute ago, and I thought that's what you were going to jump all over, was the fact that I thought maybe you had some kind of little sleeper knowledge that I didn't have about the presidency, the executive branch of our government being wholly American. What do you think about this?
It was unique, and just as the United States Constitution was unique, and when it was written, and has been emulated many times since. But no, absolutely, and I can tell you that, of course, just to refresh everyone's high school civic class memory, we declared independence in 1776, and the country operated not too well under the Articles of Confederation for the next 11 years. And in 1787, the wise men got together back in Philadelphia and put together a constitution. And I have to tell you that the office of the executive branch, was one of the things they struggled with most. This was probably created the most debate. How much power to give this?
Because they were worried. They were trying to create a union that was sans kings, and they were worried about that, weren't they?
They did think that this would put too much power in one man's hand, and of course that was the battle was to create these systems of checks and balances, which we have, and they swing back and forth through history, and there was tremendous fear. There was even a suggestion early on, for instance, that the executive branch be a committee that three people run the executive branch.
Well, especially in the early days of developing the Constitution, there really wasn't one. As much as they worked together, there was a lot of acrimony among the guys, and they were looked around them and thought, well, who would we want that first person to be? And of course, we know who it was now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit about why it was that one man who became the first, and what would have happened, as great as Adams and Jefferson were, what would have happened if it had not been so. And we'll talk about that with our good friend Ken Davis right after these messages, 20 after. Ken's book is called A Nation Rising. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.